Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Good morning, Jeff Quattromani. How are you this morning on this, what are we, Wednesday today?
A beautiful Wednesday morning. Good to speak to you.
It is a beautiful morning, isn't it? Yeah, I suppose on the on the morning show, we go to just so many places that John Laws normally does go to. You know, it's New South Wales, it's Queensland, it's the Northern Territory, for goodness sake. I mean, all over the place. And so sometimes you're sort of a little hesitant to talk about your location as to what the weather's like in your location, because it can be different everywhere else. But this morning it was just unusual. You know, there was actually a sunrise, for goodness sake.
It's good to see. We don't see that thing very often, unfortunately.
We haven't of late. And I was just talking to the guy from Sky News, the head meteorologist from Sky News. What's his name? Matt Saunders? Matt from Tom. Tom, not Matt. It's Tom Matt Saunders, actually. He was saying, guess what, that we're going to see another 12 months of what we've just experienced in the last 12 months. So more of the same weather-wise.
Lovely. I mean, my paddocks are just never going to be dry. That's good news.
Could you imagine the people sitting around the boardrooms now after hearing that in the insurance companies? They'd be quivering. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? We'll have to pay out more money. There go our bonuses. Oh, dear. Now, let's talk about, everyone likes to get up of a morning and, you know, the first thing you do, I know it's the first thing I do, is you go and you make yourself a cup of coffee or you make yourself a cup of tea, whatever you like. You can now talk to this coffee machine. You can command it to make you whichever style of coffee you want. And you and I were just talking about the weather. Guess what? You don't need a Mr. Saunders anymore.
No.
Because it gives you a weather update as well, and you can stream this very radio station on it.
Exactly all of those things. This is a coffee machine from Lavazza. Now, this is one of those capsule-based coffee machines, so it's very small. I've got it actually sitting in front of me on my desk in the office, and I can walk into the room. I can ask it for a weather update because it's powered by Alexa, which is the Amazon voice assistant. Mm-hmm. And then I can say, okay, make me a coffee. And as long as I've got my cup sitting underneath the spout, I will end up with a nice warm coffee. But then I can listen to music on it. It is literally a smart speaker built into a coffee machine. It's probably my favorite gadget at the moment.
Now, look, the problem is, what happens if you have milk in your coffee? You've still got to go and get the milk.
Yes, this is one thing that it doesn't do. It will do an espresso or a lungo, but it won't froth your milk and pour it into the cup for you and things like that. So it is a one-trick pony from a coffee perspective, but it's just one less thing that I need to worry about doing with my hand.
Will it froth your milk? Is it able to froth milk, or is it just a black coffee machine, if I can say that on radio these days?
It is. It doesn't have a milk frother attached to it. You would need to do that separately.
Okay.
Otherwise, you walk into the room, you talk to it, it makes your coffee, anything you want to talk to in the morning.
I'll be blown. what was the other coffee you said? A lungo?
Yeah, lungo. So it'll be more of a long black. So you'd have 80 mils of coffee in a lungo.
Okay. All right. The strong rumours suggesting that Apple's going to introduce a new watch. It's a sports watch. So what? It's the tough version, the G.I. Joe version of the Apple Watch, is it?
Casio G-Shock version, I think, where, you know, those who are adventurous, those who have, you know, would love to take their Apple Watch on a real trip, but they're afraid of actually breaking it. Apple looks like they're going to be bringing out a ruggedized version of theirs. So larger display and obviously a lot tougher than the current Apple Watch, meaning you could take it probably anywhere and not worry about bumping into things with it.
Yeah, I imagine it'll cost an arm and a leg though, won't it?
It probably will. I mean, it'd be very surprising if Apple actually bring out something cheaper. Would be more expensive. So imagine that this may come around September when they announce the next iPhone as well.
The future of autonomous vehicles may be first seen in the freight industry, with trucks being the highest priority, I dare say the freight industry, and probably also the mining industry as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in mining, it's already being used. So when we think about freight, you're going from depot to depot most of the time, and usually those depots are close to highways, which makes them very good candidates for, because easy access to the on-ramp, Once it's on the highway, it's just on the straight and narrow for a few hours before exiting and going to the next depot. Whereas with cars, we have to go through school zones, residential areas. There's many more complications. So with trucks, it looks like they're on the right path to make this autonomous first. And we're seeing examples happen in the US already where they've gone east to west coast without somebody behind the wheel of a very, very large truck.
Netflix on a boat. Let me see. Starlink, which is tied up with Elon Musk. Starlink internet is about to be available on yachts and other watercraft. Amazing.
Yeah, look, if you can afford it, I think if you can afford the million-dollar yacht, then this may not be a problem. But if you are looking to work from your boat, stream content while you're at sea, Starlink now has an option for that as well. The service will actually cost $10,000 for the hardware itself and then $5,000 per month to actually access it. So compared to Starlink for residential, which is far cheaper, and even Starlink for caravans, which is even cheaper again, this is absolutely aiming for those who can really afford to just live by the sea.
$5,000 a month,
just to be able to stream your Netflix.
Well, I suppose for Mr. Packer, it would be just, you know, morning tea money, wouldn't it, really?
Exactly. It would be seen as a convenience cost.
God. And Apple's introducing a lockdown mode for iPhones to prevent cyber attacks and hacking attempts. What's a lockdown mode for a phone?
Yeah, this is interesting. I think most people think that, you know, iPhones are immune to viruses or being hacked and things like that, but they're not. And Apple's really acknowledging that by enabling lockdown mode on your device, meaning if you think your phone is, or you're in the middle of a cyber attack on your phone, you can enter lockdown mode and that will stop your device from sharing data between applications and even out to the internet without your explicit permission every step of the way. So it's going to be interesting to see this introduced and how it impacts the actual use of your device. But if you're someone who is particularly worried about their iPhone, this is a good measure, I think, from Apple.
I see that this is not on your list of things, but Elon Musk has walked away from the Twitter deal after selling $8 billion worth of Tesla stock for it. Twitter is now going to sue Elon Musk to hold him to the $64 billion acquisition. I mean, we talked about Elon Musk with the Starlink. What is he this week or last week? The richest man in the world. I don't know what all this Twitter thing was about, but looks like he may end up having to buy Twitter.
I mean, this is the worst relationship that you could ask for. If someone doesn't want to buy your business and then you force them to buy it, how is that going to work going forward? I mean, is he going to buy it and then just shut it down out of spite, or is he actually going to want to pursue the business and grow the business? It's a bad deal. If it's not going to go ahead and he doesn't want to be part of it, fine. Twitter didn't want to sell it to them in the first place. So, you know, the reality is this is just a bad relationship from the beginning, but he is probably one of their biggest users and brings such a big audience to the platform. It'd be a real problem if they completely separate.
Yeah, true. I saw a story this morning where he was getting into Donald Trump. They were tit-for-tatting, calling each other names on Twitter because he reckons that Donald Trump's too old to run for president of the United States again. And he said that on Twitter, and Donald Trump had a crack back at him. So it was a tit-for-tat on Twitter between Donald Trump and Elon Musk.
Two of the biggest social media giants going at it. I mean, that's really what Twitter would like. They'd like to see this happen.
We will talk to you again next week in the afternoon.
No worries. Sounds good.
Thanks, mate. See you, Jeff. Bye-bye. Jeff Cotramani, and that's our Tech Talk.